Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Ascheuchet min hat Siddadin. This person shechts from the side. From the side of the neck. Shchitasek Sheiret. Man of effects, says about Tenura, it's even Lachatchila. Why then the Lashon Ascheuchet? It's only so the Lashon should be consistent with what we're going to learn next. Next we're going to learn that Hamoilek min hat Siddadin, if someone does Malika from the sides, Malikase Psila, the Malika, is Pasal. So do you remember from Masechtas Zvachim what Malika is? By Kaddishim, Chatas Leif and Oilas Leif, there is no Shechita, there is Malika, which the Kayan performs with his fingernail. And the Torah says it's done from the back, Mimul Arpoi. If he does it from the sides, the Malika is Pasal. Vayter says the Mishnah, Shechit Min HaOirah, someone shechts from the back of the neck, Shechita Sei Psula. That's because, explains about Tanura, if he shechts from the back, he's cutting through the neck, and the animal is treifa before he gets to the samani. Hamoilek min ha'arif, if someone does malika from the back of the neck, malikase ksheira. Not only is it kosher, but that's how you're supposed to do malika. We'll soon see later the Batanura explains exactly where in the back he's supposed to do the malika. But wait a second, but isn't he also making the bird treifa by cutting through the spine before he gets to the samanim? If that's the reason that you can't shech from the back, how come you can do malika from the back? And the answer is, if the Torah tells you to do it that way, you're not making a treifa. When someone shechs the samanim, when he starts shechting it, the animal also becomes treifa. But that's part of the maisa shechita. So whatever happens in the course of the regular maisa shechita, that's not called making the animal treifa. Vayter says the Mishnah, Hashoichet min hatzavar, if someone shechts from the throat in the front of the neck, shchitasik sheira. That's usually the way it's done. But again, hamoilek min hatzavar, if someone does the malika by kachim from the throat, milikasei pisul. And I want to remind you, if somebody would plain do malika on a bird that's not hegdish, it's also possible. We're talking about only hegdish, but even when it's hegdish, it has to be done right, from the back, not from the front. Shakala oyer of kasher malika. The rule is that the entire back of the neck is kasher for malika. Chalat tzavar kasher l'shchita, and the entire throat, including the sides, is kasher for shchita. Nimtza, so it turns out, and this is going to set the stage for some very, very interesting mishnayos that is coming, where you have something which is kasher for one thing but pasul for something else, the very same thing. Nimsa, it turns out, let's look at what we discussed in our Mishnah, kasher b'shchita, whatever was kasher for shchita, the front and the sides, pasul b'malika is pasul for malika. Kasher b'malika, whatever is kasher for malika, the back, is pasul b'shchita. So basically, in our Mishnah, we have three differences between shchita and malika. Difference number one, if you shecht from the sides, it's kasher. If you do malika from the sides, it's pasul. Difference number two, if you shecht from the back, it's pasul. Do malika from the back, it's kosher. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Third difference, if you shecht from the throat, the shechita is kosher. If you do malika from the throat, the malika is pasul. The Mishnah concluded, shekala oirev kosher malika. The rule is that the entire back of the neck, the Batanura explains, doesn't mamish mean the entire back, but it means opposite the throat. That's called mulha oirev. So that whole part of the back is kasher for malika, and the front and the sides is kasher for shechita.